How's it going, guys? Six to Midnight Lounge. This is Tony and my cohort. As always, Mr. Junior Valbuena. How are you, senor?
I'm pretty good, Tony. How you doing?
All right. You sound sad today.
No, I feel fine.
You good?
I feel good every day. It's a blessing every day to wake up.
All right, let's first start off with the viewer email that we got this week.
We got an email?
Junior?
We got an email? Go for it.
You read it.
No, you read it.
I don't have it up.
Let me see. Okay, I'll pull it up right now. Yeah, you got me? You listen? Yeah. Got it?
Listen. I'm listening. I'm all ears.
Okay, I don't have who, I don't, you have the name of who sent it, you just sent it to me, and I'll read it out right now, and you say from what listener sent this to us.
This
here we go.
Sandra Garcia.
Okay, Sandra, this is your email to the show, both of us. Junior and Tony, I wanted to write this show for some time. I can no longer stay silent. Is this a podcast or Junior's personal therapy session? I swear, every single show, Junior's complaining about something or someone. We never hear anything from Tony except yawn here and there. Or the only three words that come out of his mouth, that's too funny. Which never is funny. And does Junior know any other words beside F this and F that? And why does he repeat himself half a dozen times? Tony is never really engaged in the conversation. It's like he is trying to think of what to say next. I used to listen to you guys years ago when there were three of you. That's when I got hooked. And now every episode I listen in the hopes that you guys will get better or go back to the old days, but nothing. I don't mean to rain on your parade, but I think you need to know. Do better, guys. A concerned listener. Oh, and more guests, please. Then Junior has less of an opportunity to complain. Tony, take a nap.
Thank you. I did Thank take you. A nap today, so there won't be any yawning.
And I do apologize if you consider my ranting and complaining about people as a therapy session. That's just life, you know. It's like, you know, everybody has, you know, certain people that they, you know, that they complain about. Hey, maybe I shouldn't do it, which you're totally right. Who sent it again? Sandra, right?
It's Sandra.
Yeah, you're probably totally right. You know, I do. Do I use this as a therapy session? I don't know if I do, but I did see a therapist at the time. And I told him that I was doing a podcast in the beginning. And I told him, would that be a good thing for me to just talk about how I feel? And he told me, yeah, might as well, because you don't want to bottle it in or else you're going to explode and do something crazy. I go, you know what? Okay. So I've used this platform to just spit out a lot of stupid shit that comes out of my mouth. Is it dumb? Yes, yeah, probably is. Do I complain? Yeah, but who's perfect? You know, great. But. So as I said, I do apologize. And I do, I'm not mad about, because I think the whole entire thing was about me. You know, I'm not mad. Hey, I take that as good, positive, constructive criticism. Right. And like, I'll do my best. You know, do I repeat myself a lot? Probably so, you know, but hey, we're not all perfect. We do like it's something that's normal for you to say the same exact word once in a while here in a conversation, you know, I guess, you know.
But, yeah.
And, you know, you saying too funny, but that's just you. That's, you know, you're a comedian. You find anything in life to be funny. Like, it could be like, oh, man, you see that car accident? Oh, damn.
Too funny. Yeah, that was too funny.
Yeah, you're just a funny guy that wants to look at it, the world in a funny way, because the world is ugly. The world is sad, exactly. You know. And like I said, I do apologize if the listener thought I complain a lot. I probably do, but that's what I do.
That's life.
That's life.
That's, you know, life.
So I guess we'll do better. We'll try our best. And as it comes down to guests, yeah, we'll try to do as much as possible getting, you know, people to come on the show. I've asked and I've reached out to a guest that we should get on the show, but he doesn't want to come on because he feels like, you know, it's not right for him to, like, you know, say anything that relates to what he does for a living, because he is a police officer, he's a detective, and he feels like it's not in his place to, like, you know, talk about certain things, because he's right. told me certain stories. I'm like, wow, man, I would love to, like, for you to tell that on the show. And he goes, I can't talk about that on the show. That's too,
right,
like, you know, like, too but, serious. And, like, yeah, some graphic stuff. I'm like, wow, you see that?
He can't talk day. About the chokehold that he did. Or
No. My friend who's a police officer, he's a really good person, you know. So, I mean, I'm still trying to get him to get on the show. Hopefully he right. will, like, you know, say fine. I know, as long as we just got to find him, like, we just can't call him by his name.
Yeah, we'll of call course. Him, like,
Officer Seymour Butts or something.
You know? We'll call him Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog or Seymour Butts.
There you go.
Seymour Butts. Yeah, but, like, you know, we're trying to get more people on the show. You like I said, you're the comedian. You know more people than I do. I'm a nobody, yeah. You know. And, like, you know, we'll try our best, you know. So, I mean, we'll try to do better, you know.
We'll get them on.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll try to do better, you know. It's like, you know, we're not like a Joe Rogan or whatever, you know, like, podcasts that are out there that are really, like, important and have, like, famous guests. We're just two guys that just shoot the shit, and two best friends that just shoot
just
the shit and just talk about
loved.
Life.
We just want to be loved.
I just want to be appreciated.
All right, so that's the letter. What's our beverage of the night? What's your adult beverage tonight, Junior?
Right now, pulled from the refrigerator. It's called Battle Snakes from Brewery X. It was in the refrigerator. Thank you to my brother who left it in the fridge.
Great. Oh, cool. So I got a Modelo, mango, and chile. Cheers. Okay.
There they go.
We're going to have a drinky.
Not bad. It's an IPA Pilsner, you know, because we're like, when we talked to your brother-in-law the last time.
Yeah.
I got a couple of these in the fridge, and yeah, like I said, the thing that attracts me to these beers is, you know,
are the, like, pictures.
Are the pictures? Like, it's two snakes battling each other. You know, so it's battle snakes. Pilsner.
Sick. That sounds like sick porn.
Like a gay porn. Battle snakes.
Two rods fighting for the death. All right. So what do we got? Okay, we got Baltimore Bridge collapsing. Some people I hear saying that it was done intentionally. I saw the video. You can see that the boat loses power right before they're trying to turn it to avoid the bridge. What do you think, mm-hmm. Junior?
You know what? This happened, what, early in the week, right?
Yeah, early in the week, and it happened, I believe it was like 10 p.m.,
Okay, see, the thing is, I saw this pop up on my feed on Instagram, and I was just like, you know, I thought it was fake, you know, because, you know, like, nowadays people could do whatever they can, you know, on a computer to make something look real. So I thought it was fake, and then, like, when was it? Yesterday, I went back and said, oh, this is, you know, a different view from, you know, the cargo ship.
Another video, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, shit, so this shit was real. I didn't know that. Yeah, and I saw when the boat was going towards the bridge, and next thing you know, the lights go off,
right?
And I'm all waiting, like, holy shit, this is real. Next thing you know, it hits it and the bridge just collapses. I'm like, oh, because I was watching the video and you can see the cars, you know, going by, you know,
yes,
seeing the lights. And next thing you know, the ship goes off, you know, like, the power goes off, and then, like, two three seconds later, the bridge just collapses. I'm like, holy shit, can you imagine? You were just you had a bad day at work. It? Yeah, they say you're getting off from a late shift at work and you had a bad day.
Right?
Your day got even worse. You know, you're just going home.
Dude, there was construction guys on the bridge. What happened is there was only one single lane back and forth where there's multiple lanes. So imagine if it was only one single lane, there would have been more if they weren't doing construction. So, from the six construction people, I think so far they found four, and I think as of yet, two bodies are still missing.
Ooh.
So
that's like, wow, man. Can you imagine? It's like you never know when.
Yeah.
You never know when your time is going to be. It's like
that's like when I went to San Diego with Lisa, and she wanted to go on the Coronado Bridge, and when we got on the right.
Go ahead.
When we got on the Coronado Bridge, like it dawned on me, shit, we just had an earthquake 2 days before. Why am I on this bridge? But yeah, she loved it. And I was like sinking in my seat while I was driving over the bridge. It was an awful feeling.
I felt the same exact way. Like, you know, the time, because I've gone through that bridge a couple times.
Yeah.
And every time I drive by it, even though I'm driving, like, you know, like hyperventilating because, like, right, you know, right? It doesn't look stable. Like, I gotta get on this bridge to get to there. Is there another way you could go around, or you just
have to bring there is. No, there is. Okay. There is another way. You can, when we went, we actually came around and got on the bridge to go off Coronado Bridge. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a road to get on it without going over the bridge.
Yeah, I just never really, like, you know, I hyperventilate, I breathe. I'm like, okay, come on, let's go, come on. But you can imagine getting stuck on traffic on that fucking bridge.
Jeez, dude. As it is, as bad as it is right here in Fontana, if I'm waiting to get on the freeway because I'm at the top of the bridge waiting to make the left onto the on-ramp, and the semis are on the bridge, the bridge shakes, dude. So imagine on that bridge, on the Baltimore Bridge, or I don't think the Coronado Bridge would shake. It'd probably be really sturdy, but just still, dude, to feel it. Or even on the Golden Gate, when it gets windy, the Golden Gate Bridge moves.
Oh yeah, I've seen like pictures. I mean, like
video. That shit would be scary. I would not want to do that. I'll wait. I'll take a ferry over on my car.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, you know, when I visited, like, the family back a couple years ago in New York, we went over the Brooklyn Bridge, we went over the George Washington Bridge. I have a thing with bridges.
Right.
You know? And then, like, you know, and, like, I was born in New York, but, like, you know, I was raised out here, but most of my family's out there. Mm-hmm. And there was this time, like, you know, we were going from, like, the Queensboro into Manhattan, you know? Mm-hmm. Where are we going? And then, like, you know, and, like, you know, it's been like years, you know, since I've been living in New York, since I was a kid. And then we're driving, going to a tunnel. And then next, you know, like, you know, I'm like, okay. And then my cousin's like, hey, you know where we're at? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we're in the tunnel, right? And he's like, yeah, we're underneath the river. I'm like,
right. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I started fucking freaking out. I'm like thinking to myself, like, fucking, can you imagine? Like, you know, I was a terrorist, like, and all that shit. And shit. Yeah, and you fucking, like, you drown and shit. It's like bridges, tunnels, they fucking freak me the fuck out. I have a fear of heights. I don't like flying. It's like, I'd rather just not go anywhere. That's why, like, my wife says, you don't like to travel. I'd rather just stay home, you know?
Right.
Like, I just don't like, you know, certain things. I just try to avoid because, yeah, I freak out too much, you know?
Yeah, because when I don't like to travel because when I was little, my dad used to beat me with a globe. But anyways,
but that does suck, man. It's like, you know, it's like
dude, I saw on TikTok there was a restaurant underwater. Like, literally you're sitting underwater and the glass around you shows the sea creatures, the sharks, everything. I wouldn't be able to handle that because I'd be afraid that it would implode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like,
because you wouldn't be able to survive that.
I'm boring. I'm not adventurous. You know, right. I don't. Things like that don't interest me. You know, it's just
going to those, like that. You like going to those VR things instead?
You know, those trip me out too.
Oh, do they really?
Those trip me out too because it's like, remember, like, you know, for my, oh yeah, I forgot you didn't go for my birthday.
I wasn't there, boo.
You didn't go because you decided to go with some chick.
Right, right, right.
Instead of going to your buddy.
It was memorable. Party. It was memorable. Yeah.
No, when you put those VR sets on, you know, it's like, and we were like, like we put it on, looking at what we're looking at. Then it's like we're following, like it was like a Marvel one, right? And we're following Doctor Strange, but in reality, you're really just walking like in a square. Like, what you're seeing is you going downstairs.
Oh, shit.
And this whole entire time, like, you know, yeah, I'm walking just like in a... Look, I think we're just walking in a square, right? That's what you're really doing. If people look at people who are doing that with the headsets on,
yeah,
you're really walking in a square, you know, and making a square smaller, like if you're going downstairs.
Okay.
You know? So, and then there was time, like, you know, in the VR experience that, you know, we're dressed up as Iron Man and we're shooting like blasters at the bad guy and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
And, like, you know, I'm on a platform and this whole entire time I'm nervous about falling off the platform, but I'm not on a platform. I'm on the fucking
in a room.
In a room on the ground. Excuse my language. I said that part again. I'm trying to trying to limit my F's and all that stuff, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so like stuff like that really trips me out. And you've seen videos of people when they put those VR sets
and they die.
And they're walking on a platform and they have to dive in. Like, you see the person dive into their TV or into their entertainment center and all that stuff. It's like the mind messes with you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
To make you think of things that are not really there, but you think they are.
Do you know a lot about the VR stuff?
Like I said, for my birthday, when we tried that, it was cool. It was a cool experience, but I was thinking about getting one of those at-home ones. It's like Oculus, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, you know, just to do like the games when you with the sabers and all that stuff, and when things go by you just knock them down and it's with music. But then I tried one time one and I got a headache because of your equilibrium, like kind of like, yeah, it goes too fast, and then like you get all like you feel like dizzy and stuff. So I don't like it. My kid wanted one and I said, no, you're too young for that, because I mean, she's growing up. She's like, you know, developing her brain. I don't need to be messed up, you know, just because she wants to play a video game.
Do they really have porn VR video games?
I think they do.
Wow, like, that's what, crazy.
I mean, it's like I mean, I don't know if that I think they do. They probably do, but do they because have like,
I saw,
the body
suits? I saw a TikTok. The guy walks in on his brother, on his little brother, and the little brother has a VR on, and he's like massaging balls and pretending like he's sucking a dick.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So I was like, that's a game?
No,
how do you win?
You seen the movie? Have you seen the movie Ready Player One?
No.
Oh, you ever seen it? Oh, it's a good movie. It's like in the movie, like it takes place like in a, like I think the future. I don't know if it's the future, but like in a society where everything's so advanced with technology that people live, you know, using the VR sets and all that stuff to gain to gain credits and gain placing and all that stuff and status. And there's one where the kid's wearing like, you know, the headset and he's got the gloves and all that stuff. And then when he's playing the game, he scores big, he gets these many coins, and then he goes into the shop and he buys certain things that get shipped to his house, and he gets a suit where you feel all the, like, you know, the things that really, if you're getting hit in the game. You kind of feel it, you know, yourself, because you got this suit on. I'm kind of wondering, do they have anything like that right now? For like you said if there's pornography, you know, virtual reality pornography, do they have a suit?
I wonder how much that suit was, like 100,000 coins. If you had 1,000 coins, all you get are Dracula teeth.
Yeah, but like, I mean, yeah, because like, do they have something like that? You know, it's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, they have real dolls. They have like, no, sexual dolls that look almost real.
We have the China makers. Made in China. They're the ones that create all that weird kinky shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like you could go in a city and go to the vending machines and buy used panties. That's disgusting.
That's pretty gross.
Right?
That is pretty gross.
So
The Asian, I mean, no disrespect to the Asian, any
they're just
Asian
horny little people.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird, but, you know, like not nothing I'd be into.
Right. You'd be like fucking King Kong to them, dude.
No, I'm not that big, man.
Coco the gorilla.
Coco, fuck you. Excuse my language again. Ah! That's my second F word.
Let's do this. For your F words and my F words, we put in a quarter. And at the end of the month, we tally it up and put give it to a charity.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we could do that.
Shall I do my yawns also?
And oh, then you wind up being broke.
I know, right? I'll do my yawns, and that's funny.
That's too funny. You say too much, and I say that F this and F that too much.
All right, so you have 50 cents on right now. I haven't done a yawn or a that's too funny yet.
Okay.
All right, so those Chinese people are a little freakers. They like all that freaky shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like not my thing.
Right.
But you know, so like one thing I saw, like you know, I went on not a rabbit hole, but. In the middle, I mean, I have Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it now. I still call it Twitter.
Okay.
Because I don't think I'm ever going to get used to calling it X. I don't know why, what's his name, you know, when he bought Twitter, why he changed it to X. It's like, keep it as Twitter. Because he can. Yeah, no, he can because he's freaking multi-billionaire, you know. Right. But it's like, I think the name is more catchier than Twitter than X. It just sounds, X sounds like you didn't put any thought.
It's porn. It's porn.
Well, yeah, because there's more so much porn on X now than there was on. I mean, there was porn on Twitter, but now
porn on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I mean, I have an X account. That's only because I follow like news and stuff about like you know entertainment news that I like, upcoming things that I like to you know look into. But like the one thing that like you know like in the middle of the night something pops up like oh. No, some guy that I follow, he posted a story, an entertainment story. So I looked at it, but then I looked at my feed, and the thing that tripped me out, and remember I told you that now on social media, like anybody puts the most weirdest and like violent stuff that's like makes you think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I saw this, and it was like I think it was a camera, like, you know, looking at a bed, you know, at nighttime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm thinking, the thing is, who was wrong here, him or her? And I'm like looking at it, and it's like this guy banging this chick doggy style. And like 2 seconds later, some guy barges into the room and he starts stabbing. You can see the knife. He starts stabbing the guy in the back. And the guy just gets, you know, like, you know, moves away and leaves. And then the guy starts stabbing the chick, like stabbing her. And I'm like, what the hell? Oh my God. It was all stabbing and stab. I don't know if it was real because I went to look for it again, but it like, you know, when you reset your feed, it goes away. And it was like really disturbing. It's like, and I remember the title said, who was wrong here, him or her? I'm like, him?
Wow. Because
he's committing attempted murder and murder. You know, no matter like if I'm thinking it's the boyfriend or the husband. You know, walking in on his wife, chick, whatever, you know, with another dude. And it was really disturbing, dude. It's like now, like anything that they post on the internet, you see it more on X than you do on Instagram or Facebook.
Well, with Instagram, they usually cover it and tell you
that
this is going to be graphic. If you want to watch it, watch it. And it's usually like the car crashes is what's covered. Yeah. I don't like watching that stuff because it just traumatizes me to see a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm in that moment with the car crash.
Yeah,
and it freaks me out.
Yeah. So like, yeah, it was just really. Have I seen like? I also saw one. It was like night view. You know, it's not in color. Like, you know, how do you say it? It's like black and white, but it's like no, like.
Oh, night vision.
Night vision, I guess. And it's like some guy.
Like a greenish.
Yeah, kind of greenish. Some guy, I think I talked about this. A guy walking out of somewhere, like an apartment building or something, and then you can see a car, like, you know, in the distance. And then next thing you know, you see three or four guys come out.
And then they start shooting this guy. And then they kept on shooting him. He's on the ground. He's all crawling. And then two guys run away. And then one guy still stays and he shoots. And he goes back and he shoots him again. The guy keeps on crawling. I'm like, wow. It's like, they're just posting, like, I think there should be some type of, like, you know, like, limit or like, what's the word that you can't really post that? I don't know. It says,
well, see, like, with Instagram, if you say dead, I'm sorry. With TikTok, if you say dead, they flag it. Because you don't have TikTok, but they'll say, I unalived him. And that doesn't get flagged.
Really? So you have to really watch what you say.
What you say, exactly. Okay. Or even what you comment on Instagram, now they're flagging stuff. Because I think I had said something last week on somebody's post, and it didn't even get posted. It stopped, and it came back to me and said, you can't say this. This is a violation. Just agree or disagree. And then if you agree, it goes to them, and then they can block you for like a month or some bullshit.
Remember the time when you posted that one meme? It's like some fingers, and then like a finger wind up looking like a swastika.
And I went into Facebook jail.
Oh, so like for how long?
For a month.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's like, and the weird thing is, That month that I was in Facebook jail, I was taking a shower and there was another dude in my shower with me, and I was like, "What the fuck?" I go, "This is really jail."
Oh man!
But yeah, I was in Facebook jail for a month, and then after they said that they were gonna watch me for 2 months to make sure I wasn't posting anything else.
No, maybe you might as well just get yourself an X account.
No, I don't want that. I don't, dude. I could barely stay up with the Facebook and the Instagram.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm on Instagram, but I hardly post anything, you know, and the times when anybody's ever requested me, and it's like I said before, it's just been girls, and you can tell they're not real.
You
they're
all fucking gigolo.
I wish. Yeah, I didn't get that. I don't get that much attention. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I ain't ugly, but like, you know, yeah, you're not real. It's like, and you get all like disappointed, like, oh.
The robots think you're hot, and that's why. They want to rub your head.
Yeah, like, but it's like, or even like, you know, like when you think about like social media, it's like, when you post things, what's the whole point about posting things, right? It's for people to like it, right?
As many likes as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you know, the other day, and this is like my nephew, you know, he became friends with a certain, like, you know, previous, you know, guest we had.
Yeah.
You know,
we talked about this, like, oh,
did we talk about this?
Yeah. Didn't we?
I don't think we talked about this.
All right, go on.
I'm not gonna get into specifics of the details because it kind of want to be a tiny bit private, but like, you know, my nephew asked me, "Oh, who's this?" I go, "Oh, this person. This is how, you know, pretty cool guy. Bubbles. You know,
it's Bubbles.
You know, yeah, it's Bubbles. Big shout out to Bubbles. You know, and that he became friends with my nephew, and there was a reason why, like, you know, he became friends with him. You know, because, you know, he. My nephew, which is he's a good kid, but he throws himself out there to be flamboyant and sometimes, you know, gay, because people have asked if he is. And I say that I don't think he is, because he's had, you know, girlfriends, you know, he likes women. But even I've told him before that, you know, you need to, like, you know, plus I've seen his Instagram because I started following him. And I've showed it, you know, to several, you know, female friends of mine at school, and they ask the same thing: "Is your nephew gay?" I don't think he is. I mean, my nephew doesn't listen to the show, so I mean, if he does, I'm not talking shit, you know, just talking truth. I don't believe he is. I just believe that.
But a straight man doesn't put glitter on their shirt while taking pictures as a filter.
Yeah, that's true. I just think that, and to his defense, even though he drives me nuts,
You know, I just think that you are and you act like who you surround yourself with.
Right.
And with the Ducks. And I believe that, you know, he hangs around more with a bunch of young females, you know, like 22 mm-hmm. years old, 23 years old. These girls are not, they're not really old. They're not really mature. They're the girls that, you know, check me out. Look how hot I am. Look how pretty I am. Those are the times that they are. And those are the ones, in my opinion, this is not fact, that they're the ones that do the duck whips. They're the ones that, you know, because that's, to me, all that taking pictures of yourself and filters, that's a kid thing. You know,
right.
I don't do shit like that unless it's trying to be funny. Am I trying to enhance my looks and make my cheeks all rosy to make myself look pretty, you know, or handsome, you know? But I just believe that he does that because the people he hangs around with and that age range think that way. You know, they do the filters, they do that, they do the duck lips, they do the kissing at the camera.
With the piece.
Yeah, I mean, but anyway, so like when my nephew told me that, who's this person? I go, oh, that's Robert. It's Rubbles. He was on our show. He's a cool guy, you know. Yeah, but he's a gay man, you know. Just to let you know, you know. But then he was like, oh, okay, you know. And then next, you know, he accepted it, you know. And you know, like what I hear when we spoke to Bubbles, he said that he liked two or three of his pictures. And then that 2 days later, after like, you know, like I guess the friendship request was there, and then he comes up and tells me that he had to unfriend him and block him. And I go, why, what happened? You know, he goes, oh, because he started liking my pictures. And I told him, like, well, what's the whole point of posting things if you don't want people to like your stuff?
Right. You know? Exactly.
You know, so it didn't make any sense at all to me. You know, so that's why, like, you know, like the whole point when you go on social media is when you post something, you want people to like it, you know? And sometimes when you don't get the many likes that you want, then you get all mad, you get all upset. And you're like, oh, I posted this photo of mine and no one likes, you know, my photo. Why? It's like, well, I mean, then do something different. Or, I mean, social media to me is always about good and bad criticism. You're going to get either one, you know?
Right.
So, like, you know, that's why, I mean, I don't really post anything. It's not because, you know, oh, no one's going to like my photos. No one's going to, like, sometimes I do, like, once in a blue moon. But it's like, I'm not
too sometimes creative. You don't even like my photos and I get hurt.
Well, be more creative. entertain me.
Right.
With your photos. No, but that's just, like, you know, that's my whole opinion about, like, social media and, like, posting pictures and, like, you know. And, you know, when a couple, like, you know, posts photos and then they telling each other that they love each other and they're the best things that ever happened to them. My opinion is, look, why don't you tell it to that person right there? There's probably standing.
But I do, Junior. Don't be jealous. I do do that. But I'd like the world to know, God damn it. Don't be jealous, fucker.
I used to do that back then. It's like, oh, happy anniversary to the wife. Thank you for being a part of my life and stuff. Then I started thinking to myself, why don't I just tell it to her face? Why does the world need to know?
Because you want everybody to know. Because you're happy, you're gay, and you love your wife.
Well, I am happy, and I do love my wife. I don't know about the gay part.
You're gay. Just shut up. Just admit it. So there's nothing wrong being gay, dude.
There is nothing wrong with being gay.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
I mean, you're gay for me.
A finger in the hole does not make you gay. Two fingers, maybe. Not just one.
How about a fist?
Oh, yeah. Now you're an expert.
No, but anyways.
So, hey, so back to the bridge. Excuse me. Back to the bridge in Baltimore. So this bridge gets knocked down. Now we got P. Diddy in the news for plowing little boys, plowing anything in sight, sex trafficking. Who I was talking to a person and they were like, they're showing you the Baltimore Bridge. They're showing you P. Diddy because they're saying, hey, look over here because something else is going to happen on this side and nobody's going to pay attention. Russia moved in with some ships and started fighting with Ukraine again. So I don't know what's going on. I didn't really get the gist of it. I tried getting the gist of it today, but for some reason, my computer was not correctly working for me in regards to that. Russia probably knew I was going to look them up, but I couldn't find anything on time before the show started. And as of yet, my computer's still taking a crap. But what do you think? You think there's something out there that they're making us look at this so that this can happen?
Well, isn't that what the news always does?
Well, yeah.
To deter you from, like, you know, from the main thing, you know?
Right? Okay, so here it is. Ukraine situation report. Two more Russian ships fired missiles, and that was 5 hours ago. So I usually watch the news at 11 p.m. tonight. I'm going to watch it. I'll report back what I find on the next show. See if they talk about it, or maybe it's just going to be swept under the rug. I don't know. Do you think that we should involve ourselves in that fight, dude?
No.
Right? Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Unless you know Russia attacks us, then yeah. But we're always trying to be the world's bodyguard, you know. And I get that, you know. Because, like, you know, right. Just like, you know, back in the 90s when Iraq, you know, invaded Kuwait. You know, a big country, you know, invading a small country. You know, like, it's like, you know, a bully picking on a geeky kid. And you don't want to see that happen because you think that's right. Unfair. So that's what we are.
But do you think we should be getting involved in shit like that?
I don't think we're being getting involved right now. I think the only thing we're doing is we're, like, just sending, like, money, like, sending supplies and stuff like that.
But that's still getting involved.
I don't think it is. I just think you're just, you know, like, you know, supporting. Getting involved is, you know, like, attacking. You know, we haven't got involved yet. I think we're just like, okay, hey.
If we're sending money, the money's going to be for what? For arms, for tanks?
Yeah.
So we're pretty much supplying them what they need.
Yeah, because they don't have anything, you know. Because I think they're a small country. So
I think we should just not be involved, period, and just let them duke it out. I know it sounds bad, but Ukraine's a small country and that they're defenseless. But hey, I don't want anybody raining on our parade in our backyard with missiles and shit.
Yeah, I know. But, like, if you don't do that, then what happens? You know, what happens is, okay, Russia does that, and they take over Ukraine. Okay, then they add another piece of themselves. And then they decide to go attack another country, and then they win. They add another piece of themselves. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then what happens, you know, when they say, okay, you know what? We're big now. We're bigger than the United States. We got more military now. We got more people. You know, like, you know, let's attack the USA. I can understand why this country gets involved, you know, by helping other countries, like, defend themselves to fight off other attackers. I understand that, but I don't think we haven't got involved yet.
Do you think we gave Russia stuff to put into play with the Ukraine?
I really don't know, because I don't get into politics that much. I just know what I see or what I read. You know, I'm not like so into it, because this is,
you know, like,
it's never ending.
Like, if you're like in elementary school, you got that instigator, and it's like, okay, so for instance, let me give you a story. So in freshman year, in my English class, and we're waiting for the class to start, students are still coming in after the bell rang, and I had gum in my mouth, and I should have thrown it away. I knew I was going to get in trouble, right? So this guy, Charles, a nerdy guy, was sitting next to me, and I threw it at the door to try to make it out the door. And instead, I hit this guy, Andy, in the face with my gum. And Charles, the nerdy guy that sat next to me, saw the gum hit him. Andy thought it was him and rushed over and started fighting with him because he hit him in the face.
Okay.
And I just stood up and walked away. So that's kind of like an instigator right there. And they even had us stay after school, and nobody was like, knew what happened. I stood there. I was like, I'm gonna get in trouble. One, for the gum. I'm gonna get in trouble because I threw it out the door and hit Andy in the face, and then I caused the fight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to a war, people make money off wars.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, do you think we put it into play that so we can make money?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think so, because if you think of like back during the when we got into this whole Iraq thing, or like when we were blaming like the Middle East for the attack on 9/11,
right?
Wasn't like wasn't the vice president? You know,
it was like, Cheney, Bush, and the Bin Ladens were a part of the Carlyle Group. The Carlyle Group is the group that makes the tanks for war.
Yeah.
So they got the contract, and they made money for that war.
Everybody, like, you know.
Yeah, everybody gets rich on wars.
Yeah. No matter like who, the company's the weapons for, the bad guys or the good guys, they're getting rich.
Right.
Yeah. So I mean.
Oh shoot! Somebody just popped up.
What?
A celebrity just got. Or why is it not coming out correctly here?
There you go. But then you need to get a new computer.
Right? It's jumbling. It's like shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep talking. I'll wait for it to pop up again. Let me reset it.
No, but I just think that it's kind of like hilarious that, like, you know, there's pending wars going on, or there's war going on right now, and the most important thing that the news could show is P. Diddy, you know, being like, you know, his house being raided, you know, sex trafficking. It's like, you know,
and I heard that he told on he snitched on 10 rappers to get his sons out of the mix.
Are his sons involved in this thing that's going on?
When they raided the house in L.A., they were in handcuffs on the grass. So they might be involved.
You know, like, you know, it's like, hey, you don't know. It's like, I have no, it's hard to, do I have an opinion about this stuff? It's like, it's just the rich. They feel like they could do whatever they want because they're rich.
And do you think that Diddy floats the other way?
I don't know. I mean, you never know that. You never know nowadays, like, you know, who does what in their own personal life.
The new celebrity, way to do it, or what? Because even like people are like, 50 Cent said at one of his concerts that he went to Diddy's party and that they were. Like, guys were hugging each other from behind and from the front. And 50 was like, nah, I don't play like that. You guys can do that, but I don't play like that.
Yeah, well, I saw, like, some one thing on CNN or one of those news outlets. They had some guy, and he was talking about, like, he had a family member because he knows Diddy. And he asked Diddy for a favor because asking him, like, I have a family member who's like, you know, needs a job, you know, can you hire them as an intern for your company?
Yeah.
And then, like, he's friends with them, so he hired the friend, which is a male family member, he said. And that one time, like, you know, Diddy asked this man's male family member to stay the night at his house.
Yeah.
And then the male family member said, no, I'm not doing that. Then next, you know, the internship or the job ended. So, know, why did it end, you know? Because what did he want from this guy, you know?
Right.
Everybody's coming out now with all these stories, like, you know, about Diddy. And sometimes you need to watch who you tell your life or have around you, because when things go shitty, everybody comes out to tell on you.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife showed me a picture yesterday of, you know, the Nickelodeon logo?
Okay.
Looks exactly like Epstein Island.
I don't know what the island looks like, but if you say so.
Yeah, I was tripping out. I was like, no way. You gotta look it up, dude.
Okay, I'll look it up later.
When you can. But I was like, that's a trip. But I don't know, dude. Just a bunch of shit's coming out. maybe it's time for everybody to expose each other, like, because the shit's going, the fucking world's going to crap. Oh, why not?
I mean, because if, like, the last, like, you know, this is new to me, like, you know, this whole Diddy thing about, like, you know, sex trafficking, they raided his house, but, like, a couple, like, what, month or two ago,
yeah,
his, like, an ex-girlfriend of his that he used to, like, you know, date or something,
yeah,
was in long, like, she was, like, accusing him of, that she was being trafficked by him to other men and all that stuff, and this woman, she's related to a friend of mine, you know, and uh-huh. I was like, yeah, so that Cassie chick,
yeah,
I think it's Cassie, you know, that she's my my friend Ron's cousin.
Okay.
You know, second cousin or something. They're family related, because he told me about that. You know, so that's the only news I knew about Diddy until this recent week, when the raiding of his house, sex trafficking and all that. But then it's like, it makes you kind of wonder, it's like, you're freaking filthy rich. You could have whoever you want. Why do you need to do this?
That's the thing,
you
know? Dude. These people are like sick, that they need that rush that doesn't isn't normal. You know what I mean? Because like they say, like therapists say that you watch too much porn, that you get desensitized, then it's not enough because you've seen so much of it. You gotta step up your game and watch other shit. I don't know what other shit would be. I don't know, fucking farm animals. I know that won't fucking do nothing to me.
No, I mean, and I'll be honest. Do I watch porn? Yes, I do watch porn. I'm not saying I watch a whole lot of porn. I watch porn, but there's never been to a point, that's not enough. I need to watch something else.
Right?
Like, no, it's like, that's just really strange. And like, you know, yeah, you're right. You know, like, you know, like he could have whoever he wants. He's filthy rich. He used to go out with J-Lo. Back in the day, J-Lo was like, you know, my dream girl, because she's super hot. And to this day, at her age, she's still got it going on for her. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't get it, why these people with power and money, they can have whatever they want, but then they wind up doing secretly, if this is true or not, these things.
Yeah. It's just boredom, I guess, dude. They're just trying new, bigger and better things, I guess.
Yeah, it's like when
I told you. Like I told you on the last episode, if the internet wasn't here, we wouldn't know people are down to fucking, grown men are down to wear fucking baby diapers and crapping them and have you fucking change them. Mm-hmm. And that excites them. That's fucking disgusting.
Yes, it's, we're living in a really strange society right now.
Yeah. So the internet was a good thing and a bad thing, because it brought out all these fucking freaks. Oops, I said the F word. Damn it.
But that's me. You got to yawn and you got to say, that's too funny.
Well, I haven't yawned yet. I took a good nap today.
I only got two so far, I think.
Yeah, you do. I have you down. I have you down for two.
I got two.
But yeah, it's like I said, it's good, but then it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad because then you have like that issue that went down at the mall, that these two girls were going to fight and they're like, okay, let's meet here. Just like when you used to be in school, okay, after school, 2:30, I'll kick your ass. Meet me by the swings. So all it was on Facebook or on Instagram, these two girls are going to fight at this time in front of Forever 21. Bring your Wetzel pretzel to watch. And shit like that. And it's like, why would you fucking want to advertise that? The cops were there right when they started and they got busted, but still, it's just stupidity, dude.
Yeah, I think society's just bored.
Yeah, that could be too.
Yeah, it's just like when people do stuff like that, they're just bored. Like, do something else. Do something else constructive with your life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, as it comes down to the whole P. Diddy, Sean Combs, whatever you want to call him, Puff Daddy, you know, I was like, I really don't fucking give a care. It doesn't affect my life. You know, if they find him guilty, all right, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Right.
You know, it's like, it doesn't affect my life, you know. Yeah, if it is true, like, man, it's like, you have all this power and all this, and you could do whatever you want, but you do.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
One more topic before we get off, because I really wanted to talk about this. I wanted to talk about it last week, but we forgot. You ever have that boss that wants to talk to you and they pull you aside but they like want to whisper to you, and their breath smells like they just ate a burrito full of shit.
Co-worker like that, but go ahead and tell your story.
I used to have this boss for this computer company where I worked at. His name is Jesse. I don't care if I say his name. I'll even say his last name if you want to hear it. I'll say it on the next podcast. But this motherfucker thought he was cool. He drove a motorcycle. He just thought he was the shit. But it was just coming out of his mouth. But he would talk all, hey, come here. I want to talk to you. All cool and shit. And then it's like, no, dude, just fucking talk louder. I don't want to fucking smell your breath. And it would never fail. Every day. It smelled like he just had a nice big bowl full or a big ass burrito of shit. And it was like, and you would be there like with your hands over your mouth, covering your nose, and it would still penetrate. And it was like,
did you ever
give him a gum, a stick of gum? Dude, one time for Christmas, I bought him a basket full of gum, and still the fucker didn't get the hint. And everybody in the office was like, oh no, here comes Jesse with his fucking breath. And it was just disgusting, dude. And it wasn't that he had like rotting teeth, because I can see if you have rotting teeth, I can see that happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. But his teeth were fine. And everybody would talk about it and like, his teeth are fine. No, why does his fucking breath smell like that? But nobody had the guts to tell him, dude, your breath stinks. But no,
it could be something that's chemically imbalanced inside of them, because like
inside his stomach,
stomach acids could do that, because that happens to people. But I had a coworker of mine back in the day, young Vietnamese guy, you know, really cool, like really like, nice kid, you know, that stuff. But every time he talked to me, like really close to me, I'd be like, oh man, it's like I didn't want to be mean and I didn't want to say anything bad, but I could tell why his breath had that stank on it, because I could tell that, you know, he had like, no, his teeth weren't that great, you know, and his gums would always be bleeding. So let's just say like dental hygiene wasn't like a number one thing in his life probably. And maybe because he came from Vietnam, and you know, let's be honest, like people that come from other foreign countries, let's just say that the dental hygiene is in the majority of a lot of countries outside.
On the top of their list.
He has been on top of their list. So, like, but a cool guy, good kid, and all that stuff. That one time I just had to tell him, what was his name? Quan. His name was Quan. I go, hey, Quan, real quick, man. You're a good dude. And I told him, but you need to take care of your breath, man, because do you floss? Do you brush? He goes, no, I brush a lot. I go, do you floss? Go, no, I really don't floss. Well, maybe you need to floss, because maybe you have bacteria or like food that's trapped in between your gums. That could happen, dude. Look into that, you know, because, you know, like, hey, man, I don't want people to talk bad about you because you're a good guy, man.
Yeah,
you're
right.
A cool dude and all that stuff, you know, because I don't want people. I mean, to be honest, he was a cool kid, you know. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to help him out. And I think he kind of did do that. You know, started going like, and then like, then like, I think we switched departments, and then while I'd see him and I talked to him, it wasn't that much a stank. And then later on down the line, I talked to him some more, really didn't smell anything. And I could just tell by just looking at him that he was getting himself, like, you know, checked out and like worked on his mm-hmm. mouth, you know. I mean, he wound up getting.
How was it when you kissed him?
Because you're stupid. No, but like, you know, he wound up getting married and all that stuff. I mean, he went back to his country to get married and brought his wife. Like, man, but like, I mean, I hope that maybe I did something to help him, because, I mean, sometimes you want to say something, but you don't want to be mean.
You don't want to embarrass him. Like, exactly. You want to
embarrass them. But that's why I told him one-on-one. I didn't say like a lot in front of a bunch of people, because that's messed up, because I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me.
Right. You know? Did you tell him when you brush your teeth, you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday, the whole song, and that's enough to brush your teeth with?
No, I just told him, like, you need to brush, floss, mouthwash, you know, and then redo that like two to three times a day, because that's what I normally do.
Yeah, you know? Right. That's funny, because one time we had my stepson and I came home, and we came home from lunch. I had to grab some stuff here, back out the door, but I had a soda and I could feel it in my mouth. So I went to go brush my teeth and I gargled with some mouthwash. And then when we walked the door, he's like, oh wow, it smells like minty in here. Do you have gum? I'm like, no, I just brushed my teeth. And he was like, really? You brush your teeth right now? Like, he was surprised that it was during the day that I'm brushing my teeth. And it's like, dude, you gotta brush your teeth. You gotta brush your teeth.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you know, it's like, you know, it's people just think that you brush your teeth only in the morning.
During the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, no. I would brush my teeth in the morning, and then, like, you know, I brush my teeth at night. Like, yeah. Or if I eat something, then you could tell, like, this is like, say, go eat barbecue and get ribs, and you could feel.
Yeah.
You know, then I get home, I'll floss to get it out, and then I brush my teeth. You know, it's like, right. You got to brush as much as possible so you don't have stank breath, you know?
Right.
Exactly. And real quick, you know, because, you know, like, you're a comedian, and I know you and some comedians are not really on this. You guys, this guy's not on your top list of guys you like. Did you see the new Bad Boys trailer?
Bad Boys?
Yeah, the Bad Boys 4?
Oh, no, because I refuse to watch anything with Will Smith.
So you're boycotting Will Smith from now on, from anything?
Oh, hell yeah. Since the day he smacked Chris Rock, I've never seen anything that he came out with. I wanted to watch King Henry or King Richard.
Yeah.
King Richard. I wanted to watch that. I love... What's the one where they track him down and he's like a lawyer?
Enemy of the State. Yeah.
Love that movie. It came on the new on the channel the other night.
Yeah.
Watch it, even though I like it so much. I Am Legend was on, and I was going to show it to my kids. I was like, nope, can't watch it. It's like, nothing, dude. I do not watch anything of Will Smith.
Wow, so you boycotted him hardcore then.
Oh, yeah. Nothing. Not even Itch. And I love Itch.
That's a good movie.
It is a good movie. But I can't watch it because he's in it.
What about the whole thing about, like, you know, separating the art from the act?
Nah, fuck him.
No, because he
slapped another fellow comedian on stage. You don't do that shit, dude.
And then, shit anyways.
And then to know that he knew, he's not even with fucking Jada. They don't even live together. And he goes up and does that bullshit. That's even worse. Because now he's playing a fool.
Well, it did take me a long time to finish watching King Richard. Not because of the boycotting thing. Because I was like, oh, damn. I looked at my HBO Max. I'm like, oh, dang. We still got an hour left. So I went back and I watched. Good movie. Good movie.
Yeah, that's what Lisa said, that it's a really good movie. And it's like, yeah, that ain't going to happen. Good movie. There's one that he's in like a King Arthur of the Knights. I don't know what it's called, but it's like an old like, you know what I mean, like a round table with knights and stuff. Yeah, with him, and it's like, I'm not gonna watch that one either.
Never heard of it. No, but anyways, like Bad Boys 4 came out, like not the movie, but the trip, Bad Boys Ride or Die. Comes out in the summertime, I think. It looks like your typical, like, you know, Bad Boys movie. A lot of explosion, a lot of shooting, you know, like Martin Lawrence being the comic relief of it, and Will Smith being really cool. To me, it doesn't really look good because the last one wasn't that good. Will I go see it? I don't know, maybe so. I'm not boycotting. I just want to be entertained. You know, that's the reason why I was asking you, would you see it? But you're still in the boycott.
No, fuck that guy.
What happened if, like, you know, him and if Chris Rock forgave him?
If he would do it publicly, maybe. But he doesn't even have the balls to do that, dude.
Okay. But no. I don't know. Oh, but real quick, before we end the show, did you see the Pop-Tart trailer?
Pop-Tart?
It's coming out on Netflix, I think, next month. It's a Jerry Seinfeld that wrote it, directed it, or something like that. Uh-huh. And it's called Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart Story. It looks hilarious.
Really?
It's I think Kellogg's versus Post.
I think. No way. Seriously?
And it's like, and it takes, and it's about, like, you know, like, who, one of them, either Kellogg's or Post, they made up the Pop-Tart or something. They're going against each other for breakfast, like, ooh, this company brought out a pastry that you could do in your toaster. And it looks hilarious because you got to see the trailer. They have
I think it's like a comic spoof.
Okay.
They got a guy walking around like the Quaker Oats guy, like if he was a real actual person. Oh. And it looks like they got three guys who are Snap, Crackle, and Pop, like if they were three actual people. It looks funny, but it's from Jerry Seinfeld, so it's supposed to be a comedic movie.
It's supposed to kind of be cheesy.
It looks kind of cheesy, but there's a bunch of like a bunch of celebrities in this movie.
Oh, okay, I'll look it up.
It looks stupid funny, but
you know what's another movie I can't watch?
What?
The Legend of Bagger Vance. Can't watch that one no more.
You just can't watch anything with Will Smith.
No, nothing at all. Okay. Nothing at all.
Well, what happened if they do the Tony Ariola movie and they get someone they have Will Smith play me.
No, hell no. And who's gonna? And I'm gonna. And it's. And are we producing this movie?
If we were producing, Will Smith wouldn't be.
Wouldn't even be close to this movie. This project would not even come across Will Smith's desk.
Man, you hate this guy.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Just ask.
I'd rather have Tracy Morgan play you.
Okay. Even though I'm not black.
Ooh, okay. If they made a movie of us. We have 5 minutes. If they made a movie of us, who would play me? John Candy's not here no more, so
no.
It wouldn't be John Candy. If he was alive, that would be an honor.
Okay.
What about you? For you, it would be the Rock.
that's high praise, my friend. High praise.
I see that video of him whipping somebody with a belt.
Oh, that's in wrestling, dude.
But he's like, I don't give a fuck, script or no script. And I commented on the post. I was like, wow, this is real. Somebody should get him and take him to jail. So stupid.
It's so dumb, but that's wrestling. But I'm looking like heavy set comedians. These guys are all dead. That would play you. Yes. The only one that's alive is Gabriel Iglesias.
No, I knew you were gonna say that, Calhoun. You fucking bastard.
He would play you in the movie because Farley's dead. You're not black, so Cedric Entertainer can't play you.
No, the dude from fucking Saturday Night Live.
Who?
Keenan Thompson.
Yeah. Okay. You're not black.
He can play me.
Okay.
We'll do white face for him.
We'll do white face. Okay.
And for you, who are we gonna get?
I don't know. Like who would be me?
Who would be you?
They bald beautiful celebrities. That up.
We'll get Charlize Theron her head shaved, like Mad Max.
Okay.
Or Bautista. No, not Bautista. That's too good. That's too good for you. Meryl Streep.
Why am I a woman all of a sudden?
Oh, no. You know who's going to play? Who plays me? Jack Ooh. Black.
Jack Black would play you, yeah.
Jack Black would play me. And you would have... That's a hard one. We're gonna have to come back on the next episode and say who... We're going to have to do some research. Let me write it down. Jack Black as me. And who would be Junior? If you'd like to email the show and give us some...
I'm afraid now of the next email that we're going to get. Like,
if you want to email the show and who would we cast for Junior's part, it's SIX2ML@gmail.com. Junior, what's your call sign on Instagram?
I'm at Big June. 5,000.
And that's Big June 5,000 on Instagram. Mine is comic_Tony_Ariola, ARREOLA. You can follow us on Facebook, 6 to Midnight Lounge. Also on Instagram, 6 to Midnight Lounge. Again, the email is SIX2ML@gmail.com. Let us know who Junior will be portraying his biopic. And, I think we're done for today.
That's it.
All right, brother. You have a good week. Everybody, be safe, be happy. Peace out.
Bye.